Chapter 8. The Return of Camille. Laurent felt very worried as he left the little shop in the arcade. His desire for Thérèse had returned, but he was also very afraid of returning to his attic room. And for the first time, he was afraid of being alone. He went into a wine shop and drank several glasses of wine. He was angry with Thérèse.
"I wouldn't be afraid if I'd stayed with her," he thought.
He turned towards the waiter.
"Bring me another glass of wine," he shouted.
Laurent stayed in the wine shop for many hours. Then he bought some matches and walked home to his attic. He had left a candle on a table on the first floor of the building. He had to go along a dark corridor and up the stairs to the first floor to find his candle. He was terrified of the dark corridor. He believed that someone was waiting to kill him there. Laurent struck a match, and the flame gave a weak yellow light. Suddenly, the corridor became full of dark shadows. Laurent walked quickly up the stairs to the first floor and found his candle. He lit it and walked slowly up to the sixth floor, holding the candle in front of him. When he reached his attic room, Laurent shut the door behind him. Then he closed the skylight and looked under the bed. The shadows in the room looked like people who were waiting to kill him. At last he lay on the bed and began to think about Thérèse. He had to make a decision. Should he marry Thérèse or not? He wanted to sleep, but his thoughts and fears kept him awake. As he thought about Thérèse, Laurent's desire for her returned. He dreamt that he went back to the draper's shop in the Passage du Pont Neuf. In his dream, he ran along the dark streets and into the arcade. He went through the alley and up the stairs to Thérèse's bedroom. Thérèse opened the bedroom door and stood there, waiting for him. Laurent could see everything so clearly in his dream that he sat up in his bed and cried out.
"I must go," he shouted. "Thérèse is waiting for me."
He jumped out of his bed. The floor under his feet was very cold. Suddenly, Laurent felt afraid again. He was too frightened to leave his little room in the middle of the night. So he got back into the bed and pulled the bedclothes over his head. This quick movement made the bite mark on his neck burn with pain. He touched the sore place, and it reminded him of Camille. Laurent began to shake with fear. Perhaps Camille was in the room now. Perhaps he was under the bed. Laurent sat up and lit the candle. Long, dark shadows moved on the walls.
"What a fool I am," he said to himself. "I shouldn't have stayed so long in the wine shop. I drank too much wine. That's why I have been dreaming. I'll drink some water and try to sleep again."
So Laurent drank some water, blew out the candle flame, and lay down on the bed again. He felt calm now, and he was sure that he would sleep. His body felt heavy and tired, but his mind was still busy. Once more he dreamt that he was on his way to the arcade in the Passage du Pont Neuf. He ran along the little alley beside the shop and up the stairs. He knocked on the door, and it opened immediately. But oh, horror! It was Camille who opened the door. The corpse of his dead friend stood in the bedroom. Its skin was green and brown, and covered in terrible wounds. Camille's body looked the same as when Laurent had seen it in the morgue. The dead Camille held out his arms to his murderer, and a laugh came from his twisted mouth. Laurent could see the dead man's black tongue behind his white teeth. Laurent woke up with a loud cry of fear. His bedclothes were damp from the cold sweat which covered his body.
"I must sleep," Laurent said to himself. "It will be morning soon."
But every time that Laurent fell asleep, he had the same terrible dream. Again and again, the young man woke up and found cold sweat covering his skin. At last he decided to get out of bed and get dressed. It was sunrise. Light was coming through the square skylight above the bed.
"I can't sleep because of Thérèse," he said to himself. "If she had let me stay with her, I wouldn't have had this terrible dream."
After he had washed his face and got dressed, Laurent felt a little better.
"I'm not a coward," he thought. "I was strong and brave when I killed Camille. I wasn't afraid of him when he was alive. I'm not afraid of him now that he's dead. When Thérèse and I are married, I'll hold her in my arms and forget all about Camille."
Laurent stood in front of a mirror and looked at the bite mark on his neck. Camille's teeth had made the mark more than a year ago, but the sore place was still red, and it felt very painful. Laurent turned up his shirt collar to hide the mark.
"I'll ask Thérèse to kiss my neck," he said. "Then the mark will disappear."
Laurent felt very tired in the office all that day. He fell asleep many times.
"Poor Thérèse is very tired," Madame Racan told Laurent that evening. "She did not sleep well last night. She had bad dreams and cried out while she was sleeping. When the poor girl woke up this morning, she felt ill."
While Madame Racan was talking, Thérèse came into the sitting room. She looked at Laurent and he looked at her. The ghost of Camille had visited Thérèse too. Her desire for Laurent had returned, but in her dreams she had seen the terrible corpse of her husband. Laurent and Thérèse had drowned Camille. His dead body would hold the lovers together forever. They would never be able to escape from his ghost. They had to marry as soon as possible. Only then would the ghost of Camille leave them in peace. The months passed. The lovers made a plan. They would not talk about marriage themselves. Laurent would continue to come to the Racan's shop each evening. He would be kind and polite to Thérèse and her aunt. He would help them as much as possible. Soon Madame Racan would believe that Thérèse should marry her husband's friend, Laurent. If the old woman suggested the marriage, there would be no problem. As soon as Laurent and Thérèse were married, the ghost of Camille would leave them alone. That is what they believed, but they did not want to marry immediately. If they did, their friends might think about the relationship between Laurent and Thérèse. And then their friends might ask questions about Camille's death. Every night, the lovers slept in their own beds. Every night, Camille's ghost came, and they were unable to sleep. Thérèse kept a lighted candle in her room. But the pale yellow flame did not stop the shadow of Camille's corpse from visiting her. Laurent was afraid to go home, and he sometimes walked through the streets all night. Whenever he slept, he dreamt that he was holding Thérèse in his arms. But then his dream changed, and he saw that he was holding Camille's corpse. Laurent and Thérèse became more terrified every day, but their desire for each other was like a burning fever. Thérèse wanted to marry Laurent because she was afraid, and she needed Laurent and his kisses. Laurent wanted to marry Thérèse because he wanted an easy, comfortable life. He wanted to eat, drink, sleep, and make love to Thérèse whenever he wished. He also wanted money. He had not seen his father for years. He would never get any money from him. But Madame Racan had about 40,000 francs. If he married her niece, Laurent would not have to work. For all these reasons, he had murdered Camille. After several months, The lover's plan began to work. Thérèse behaved like a sad young widow. She moved slowly, and she took no interest in anything. She said very little, and she often wept.
"Perhaps Thérèse is ill. Perhaps she's dying,"
Madame Racan thought. She became very worried. The old woman had no other relatives. Madame Racan feared that she would be alone if Thérèse died. One Thursday evening, Madame Racan told old Michaud her fears.
"My dear friend, don't you know why Thérèse is behaving like this?"
he said, laughing.
"Your niece is unhappy because she has been alone every night for nearly 2 years. She needs a husband."
Madame Racan could not believe these words. Did Thérèse want another husband now that her dear Camille had died?
"Make her marry as soon as possible," old Michaud said. "Please believe me, I know that I'm right."
Michaud's words made Madame Racan cry. She cried for her dead son, and she cried for herself. She could not believe that people were forgetting Camille already. But Thérèse's unhappiness was making the old woman unhappy. Madame Racan liked people to be cheerful and friendly. She wanted her niece to be happy again, but she did not want a stranger in her family. Laurent came to the shop nearly every day. He helped Madame Racan as much as possible. Then he would sit for many hours and talk to her in a soft, kind voice. Laurent also told the old woman that he was worried about Thérèse.
"Dear Thérèse is very ill," he said sadly. "I'm afraid that we will lose her soon. What will happen to us then? Poor Thérèse loved Camille very much. We all loved him. Your niece has been slowly dying for the past 2 years. Thérèse is getting weaker every day."
Laurent almost believed his own words. Madame Racan began to cry. At last the poor mother began to think of Laurent as her son, and she soon loved him as her own child. On the next Thursday evening, old Michaud noticed Laurent talking kindly to Thérèse. Michaud whispered to his old friend.
"Look, my dear madame," he said. "Here is the husband that your niece should marry. Laurent should be Thérèse's husband. You must tell them this. We'll help you."
Thérèse marry Laurent? Madame Racan had never thought of this. But she understood immediately. It was a good idea. The three of them would be a perfect family. All through the evening, Madame Racan smiled at Laurent and her niece. The murderers knew that their plan was working well. When they left the draper's shop that night, old Michaud spoke to Laurent. He told him his idea about the marriage. Laurent pretended to be very surprised.
"But Thérèse is the widow of my dear friend Camille. Thérèse is like a sister to me,"
Laurent said in a quiet voice.
"I couldn't marry her." "But you would take the place of your dear friend,"
Michaud said.
"Thérèse needs a husband, and you are the only man that Madame Racan likes and trusts. She will accept you. The marriage would please her very much." "Thérèse was a good wife to Camille,"
Michaud went on.
"She will be a good wife to you. You must marry her. We all think that this should happen."
Laurent pretended to think for a moment.
"You're much older than me, and I trust you," he said. "If the marriage will make Madame Racan happy, then yes, I agree to it. I'll marry Thérèse Racan."
At the same time, Madame Racan was talking to her niece.
I've been a widow for many years,
the old woman said.
I know that it's terrible to lose a husband, Thérèse. I loved my husband, and you loved Camille. I know that. His death was terrible, and we will never forget it. But you are unhappy, my dear. Don't you ever think of marrying again? Camille was my husband. No one can ever take his place,
Thérèse said quietly.
I think that you're wrong, my dear,
Madame Racan said. She was crying now, and so was Thérèse.
Laurent is already part of this family,
the old woman went on.
He has been kind to both of us. We could all be happy together. I want to please you, dear aunt,
Thérèse said.
I love Laurent as a brother, but I'll try to accept him as a husband, if that will make you happy.
She kissed Madame Racan and held the old woman in her arms. The two women wept together. The next morning, Michaud spoke to Madame Racan outside the shop. They agreed that Thérèse and Laurent should get married. Old Michaud was in the shop when Laurent arrived at 5 o'clock.
Thérèse has agreed,
he whispered to Laurent.
She will marry you.
Thérèse looked up and stared at Laurent, and he looked at her. Then old Michaud went over to Madame Racan and put his hand on her shoulder.
Dear Madame, he said, these two young people want to make you happy.
Madame Racan could not speak for several minutes. She held Thérèse's hand and placed it in Laurent's hand.
I want you to get married, she said. I want you, my dear niece Thérèse, to marry dear Laurent. Then Laurent can be my true son.
The guilty lovers' bodies shook as their hands touched.
Thérèse, would you like to make your aunt happy?
Laurent asked.
Yes,
Thérèse replied. Laurent turned to Madame Racan.
When Camille fell into the water, he cried, Help my Thérèse,
Laurent said.
He wanted me to look after her. I'm sure of that, madame. I will marry Thérèse. I think that is the right thing to do.
Thérèse could not listen to these words, and she turned away. But Madame Racan was weeping with happiness.
Yes, yes. Make Thérèse happy, my dear,
she said to Laurent.
My son thanks you from his grave.
Kiss each other,
old Michaud said to Laurent and Thérèse. Laurent kissed Thérèse and her pale face became red. This was the first time that anyone had seen them kissing each other. By the following Thursday, all their friends knew about the marriage between Laurent and Thérèse.
The marriage was my idea, old Michaud said. Laurent and Thérèse will be happy when they are husband and wife.
Suzanne Michaud kissed Thérèse, and Grivet made a few stupid jokes. Laurent and Thérèse were polite to each other, but they did not show their true feelings. They carefully hid their desire. Laurent wrote to his father. He hoped that old Laurent would be pleased, and that he would send his best wishes. But the old man said that he did not care about his son. He also said that Laurent would never get his money. When Madame Racan heard this, she did a very stupid thing. She gave all her money, 40,000 francs, to her niece. She knew that Thérèse and Laurent would always look after her. The preparations for the wedding started at once.